Lily is one of two dogs from the Missoula-based Working Dogs for Conservation, trained to sniff out Dyer's Woad.
She's a 5-year-old yellow lab. She's from a shelter in Georgia, and she's been with us for 3 years, and this is the fifth scent she knows.
Director Amy Hurt with the nonprofit organization says Lily also knows another weed, Chinese bush clover.
And then she knows some scat, grizzly bear, black bear, and cross river gorilla scat.
Like the Chinese bush clover, cross river gorilla scat is not something Lily will come across as she sniffs out Dyer's Woad near Tally Lake, northwest of Kalispell. Lily works with canine field specialist Nio Richards, searching through the tall grass for the leafy plant, which is part of the mustard family. And statewide coordinator Amber Birch, with the Montana Cooperative Dyer's Woad Project, says came to the U.S. from Russia and Asia.
And so it was brought over. It produces a blue dye or indigo dye. So the plant was brought over to be cultivated for the production of that dye. Since then, there's industrial dyes that have replaced that quality of the plant.
Birch says the problem with Dyer's Woad is typical of other invasive weeds.
The biggest problem with it, it just has the ability to spread very quickly and take over areas, displace native vegetation, rapid seed growth.
Birch says Montana's Cooperative Dyer's Woad Project started in the 1980s, and they had identified 17 patches. Now they're down to 6, and they count fewer than 1,000 plants in the state. She says for a site to be truly clear of the weed, it has to go 8 years without any seeding plants. The project started working with the dogs 3 years ago. Birch says the dogs are good PR and that they pique people's curiosity and help get the word out about the project. And they catch what people miss.
Mainly in the Missoula site, the site's very steep, very brushy, lots of trees that you can have a woad on one side, and if you're walking on the other, you won't see it. And so the dogs have the ability to, catch the scent and be able to identify those plants on the other side of the tree.
Good girl!
Lily has found a woad and immediately gets rewarded with her toy, a ball and a rope. Hurt says this toy reward is how they train the dogs.
Well, if you're training a dog to go duck hunting, you use a breed of dog that has an instinctual interest in birds. And so obviously we don't have that. There's no dog bred to care about weeds. So what we use are dogs that really, really, really like to play with their toy.
Hurt says they find a lot of their dogs at animal shelters. She says they've worked in 18 states and 10 countries.
A lot of what we find is animal scat, their droppings, because you can get DNA from that. So without ever having to see the animal or handle the animal, we can get genetic information from them.
Hurt says the scat can help show things like the population numbers and any disease in the population.
Sometimes we look for the animal itself, like a desert tortoise or an invasive snail in Hawaii that's eating the native snails. And then sometimes, like now, we're looking for plants. And the plants can be either rare threatened plants, Kincaid's lupin in Oregon, which is the host to an endangered butterfly.
Hurt says they've also traveled to Africa for the dogs to sniff out poachers' snares. All work towards conservation efforts.
Since in order to do conservation, you have to be able to find the invasive or the endangered animal. And as people, we only have our eyes to do that. When we work with dogs, we bring scent to the picture and their noses.
Hurt says the dogs will case an area after people have gone through and find what got overlooked. With invasive weeds, the dog tracks down the plant, people pull it, and then someone comes by to spray the area later.
Good girl!
Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.